ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah.
It's on now. That's right. What day is this, Doug?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday is a good day.
Today is also like Christmas.
It is Christmas because Santa Claus is out of the building.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
It's okay, though. It's okay, yeah. So, Steve-O is actually running a tad bit late, which is fine.
Mr. Big Shot with his photo shoot last night.
Oh, he did. He had a photo shoot with somebody. Tony Gambino.
Yeah.
And his wife for a magazine. And so, Mr. Steve-O, he is a little late, but he's on the way, so yeah. It's all good.
He's getting too big for the morning show now. He's going to be on cover of magazines, and then we're going to see him walking red carpets, and it's just going to get out of hand.
I don't want to see him walking a red carpet. And then I'll be jealous.
It's going to happen. He's just going to be too big for us.
Yeah.
It'll go from I'm running late today to then he'll be like, oh, I can't come in this day and this day because I got this big party I'm going to in Hollywood.
Big shots.
And then it'll just be like, oh, I can come in one day a month.
Maybe I can come in. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be enough time. I've recently started dating Avril Lavigne, and we're going to say, but what about Chrissy and your family? He's going to say, who is that?
And then his name's going to be Stephen Jeter Lavigne.
Oh, gosh. Stephen Lavigne Jeter.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he's going to have to change his name.
And then he's going to fall apart. She'll leave him. There'll be the big falling down.
Oh.
And then comes the redemption story. The VH1 Behind the Music.
Terrible. Terrible. You know what today is?
Warp Tour?
Yes.
Yes.
Warp Tour. Right after the show, Doug and Steve-O and I, well, we'll see. We're going to go to the Warp Tour and hang out with our friends. And we're going to hopefully get some interviews. Also, today is New Music Tuesday. We got lots of great tracks coming up for you fine folks. At least you hope so. But we'll see. Right now, though, I guess we should get into some more music. What do you think?
I think we should.
Probably so. This next track is Alexander Fairchild. It's called War.
Oh, yeah.
And Doug loves it. So we're going to go do that. And we'll be back with an awesome show. And Steve-O will be here soon.
Yeah.
So don't fret. Doug, we haven't faded out yet.
Oh, Static.
No, we say Team Awesome Morning Party.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
And I say now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt with this breaking news.
Well, look who decided to show up.
Breaking news, I woke up.
Mr. Big Shot. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Shot?
I guess you forgot. I was on a photo shoot late last night because I'm going to be on the cover of a magazine. So,
No, I didn't forget. I'll tell you why I didn't forget. Because of the 3 group texts I got added in, you know, just trying to hang out with Dawn on her last night here for 2.5 weeks. Instead, I'll just spend all my time trying to avoid these 3 group texts. Not a problem. It was awesome. Especially knowing that the only reason I'm in this group text is because you were waiting to get your picture taken. And as soon as the picture was going to start, the group text was going to end. So I just had to bide my time.
Hey, the group text didn't end because I was down there about halfway through those. Oh, man. Yeah, I just stuck my phone in my pocket after that.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a fun time.
My bad.
No, it was cool.
I suck at group texting.
It's just that everybody else is so good at it. That's the problem.
That is definitely the problem.
Breaking news today. Number one, we're going to the Warped Tour.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because I've never been. You've been.
I've been.
Doug's never
been.
Been
to a couple. I've only been when Amberlin's playing.
Right.
So.
But in
I'm
Albuquerque,
with
no,
that
though, right? Because
never.
It's been in Cruces.
It's never been here.
Excited. So, excited.
Well, at least as for as many years as I've been going, it's been in Cruces.
So. Oh, man, I'm so excited. We get to experience it together.
It's going
to
be awesome.
It's going to be great.
Well, We'll see.
Hey, the number of the day has to deal with your photo shoot.
Yeah.
1.7 billion.
Number of people who's going to see me on the cover of a magazine?
Yeah. Not at all.
Dang.
1.7 billion. That's the number of the day. We'll try to remember to say it by the end of the show, and we probably won't. But that's fine.
But that's cool.
Here's the news. We'll start the news. Okay, Doug, you ready? Starbucks is offering all its employees who work at least 20 hours a week reimbursement if they seek 2 years of college. Oh. This is a big deal.
This is a big deal.
And it's a good deal.
Yeah.
I would take that. Yeah, was it Celestia's like, well, see you guys.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's a really good thing.
Yeah.
On their part, though,
it really
trying
is.
To get people to get more education.
Yeah,
or maybe they're just in league with the people that own the schools, and everybody's making more money except.
Wasn't
us.
It just ASU? Wasn't it like
this?
I don't know.
It just says
college.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe, but yeah, I think you're right.
I
didn't
it was like ASU, and it was like, oh, so they wait, so they want them to fail?
I think it was just Arizona, but this doesn't have anything about the specifics of it. But yeah, yesterday.
Hey, breaking news, I got a new hat.
I like your hat.
This is a new hat.
It's a Mighty Ducks hat.
I got a new hat.
Doug, give him praise for his
hat.
Come
on, give me props. It's a new Ducks hat.
Oh, man.
My Father's Day gift.
It's cool.
So
I like it.
You see the
bill? It's a classic design.
It's like classic design. You get the bill underneath.
Yeah.
I look like a thug.
You do, man.
So
we're going to fit right in at Warped Tour.
Yeah, we are.
The parking garage where Washington Post reporter Bob Woodward used to meet his Watergate informant is due to be demolished.
Ooh.
Historical landmark disappearing. California police found the markings of a meth lab in a retirement village.
Whoa, dude.
What else are you going to do when you're retired?
I knew he wasn't real. Never mind. He's about to run.
He's not dead.
Shh.
He's not dead.
I don't know who we're talking about.
I don't either. I think we're talking about Doug. A political party in one city in Sweden wants to outlaw homework.
I thought you were going to say homelessness.
No, homework. The real scourge of the world. Homework. Ask any kid what the scourge of their life is. Are they going to say homelessness? No. Are they going to say poverty? No. Are they going to say, I don't know, not wars or whatever? Not having world peace? No. They're going to say homework.
Homework.
Sweden is working for the children.
Yeah.
We believe the children are our future.
Let them laugh and let them lead the way.
And no homework. Let them have no homework.
No homework.
Who was that just said that?
That was
our friend.
Yeah.
In Erie, Pennsylvania, a woman climbed 40 feet up a tree in order to rescue a cat.
Ugh.
Then realized she was the one that really needed to be rescued. Not only physically, because she was 40 feet up in a tree, but mentally, because
yes.
She climbed all that way just to rescue a cat.
Yes.
You know what you do in that situation?
Huh.
You call the fire department.
Speaking of, does anybody want a dog?
Are you giving away Indiana?
Indiana. There's no way, dude.
Did it not work out?
There's no way it's going to work out. No.
We didn't try it yet,
He needs spaces to roam. He can't roam.
He's an adventurer.
Our backyard is not big enough for roaming.
You know where it is, though? Out there in the desert. Maybe you should just let him go.
Okay.
The coyotes will roam along with him.
He's a
hound.
And
then attack and kill him.
I don't know, man.
You think he'd live?
I do.
Well, then let him go and let's try it.
Nope. Dude, he's a Sharpeagle.
Sharpeagle!
He's half Sharpei, half Beagle. So he's like this weird mix of scary and awesome.
Yeah.
But you can't take him camping because he's a hound. So if he catches a sin, pew!
He's got to run and
so
jump.
You got to keep him on a leash.
And the backyard's not, it's really not big enough for that man.
No, it's not.
Of animals. That
so,
manimal.
Yeah.
Researchers reported that they've completed a medical trial where a modified iPhone was successfully used to regulate insulin injections for diabetics. Boom!
Boom.
Diabetes. Like D capital I abetes. That's how they do it.
And quicker and sooner.
iPhone.
Diabetes. I like it.
My.
It's all new marketing.
Terrible.
No.
A recent survey, 20% of women said that they were more, oh gosh, they were more into their new shoes than they were their romantic partner.
Oh. Gosh.
Misplaced priorities.
Yeah.
So nice to come home to.
I don't know. I'm pretty into this duck thing.
We could manipulate this.
Yeah?
You buy your significant other Shoes. You buy them shoes, and then you can control them. The more shoes they get, the more control you have, because they don't know it. Because they're getting like, they're getting aroused by these shoes.
Right.
And so you get a new pair of shoes for them every day, and they can't control themselves.
Oh, man.
And you're like, man, if the kitchen was clean, I feel like there'd be another pair of shoes laying around, like a brand new, like this kind. And then you point out a picture.
Oh!
Control.
Janet Jackson.
Mississippi, uh-huh. My home state, which is recognized in polls as America's most religious state.
What?
Yeah. Most religious state. It's the buckle of the Bible Belt.
That's cool.
Is also, according to a new study, America's most corrupt state.
Okay. Well.
Happy to have you.
Hey, Mississippi.
Happy to have you guys. Also known as the hospitality state.
Or Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
The masters of the backhanded compliment.
Yeah, heck yeah.
And we love it.
Oh, God bless you, little heart.
God bless you. You're just sweet, aren't you? You give them this look. You're
that
just so
simple.
Sweet.
Oh, man.
The Queen of England recognized Angelina Jolie's international charity work by making her Dame Angelina Jolie. Mm. She got damed. Pretty good. That's the only thing you want the Queen of England to do to you if you're a woman is tell you that you're damed.
Yeah.
Be a dame. A nurse in Sweden is facing disciplinary action after she injured a patient by incorrectly using a suction device designed to remove a prosthetic eye. She used it on the patient's good eye.
Oh, no.
Twice.
Okay.
At least we don't live in Sweden. They're trying to outlaw homework and they're trying to get your eyes, but it's the good eye.
I feel like that is... Celeste needs those for America versus the world, man.
She does. There's tons of good stuff.
Yeah. That's coming up every Friday, 5:30 p.m. on Afternoons with Celeste.
So right now, the big news in USA.
Oh, yes.
The United States.
Every second of it.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Triumphed over Ghana.
Okay. Me and Skipper were texting each other the whole time because within
Saga.
The first minute. Okay. Remember how I was like, I don't know, bro. Here's the thing. Da 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 da.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Clint Dempsey is my boy. And so, da da da. And he was like, no, the young guys. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I can't, blah, blah, blah. Clint Dempsey scored the fastest goal in U.S. history within the first minute of the game. And I'm like, that's my boy, Clint Dempsey.
Mm.
Dude, it was crazy. And then Ghana came back and tied it up, and we scored. Oh, it was incredible.
John Brooks.
On a header. Yes, John Brooks, who was like a third. He came in third. Oh.
An unlikely hero with an 86th-minute header that proved to be the winning goal in a contest where the U.S. was forced to defend for long periods under sustained pressure from the Ghanaians.
Dude. We were way soft. We were way soft, and we were letting them charge down, and it was like, oh, that's okay. Let's play defensively because we're up 1-0. Nope, because then they tied it, and then it was like, oh, crap, what are we going to do? And Brooks... Oh, my gosh. I think the neighbors thought my kids were being murdered.
Yeah.
Because me and Jack and Luke went nuts
when
he headed that in. It was incredible. Here's the thing, guys. 4 years ago, Ghana is the team that knocked us out of the cup in the first round.
Back from the dead. Back from the dead.
What?
USA gonna make a go with their head. That's right.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad for Landon Donovan still. He was number 10. That's the jersey that I have from the... two cups ago now. He was the ESPN analyst. He was the dude that I was like, why'd you leave him off the team? Left off the team, and then ESPN's like, hey, so
you can come be an analyst.
Would you like to comment on this amazing victory for USA that you're not sharing in celebration with because you old!
You old! Why are you so
old, man? Why are you so old?
You old!
USA! 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 USA!
In other news, a Chinese soccer fan died after staying up on successive nights to watch the World Cup.
Okay.
A 25-year-old was found in front of his TV hours after the Netherlands beat Spain 5-1 in their first round game on Friday, which finished at around 5 a.m. Chinese time. Doctors said his death may have been caused by sleep deprivation.
Gosh, dude.
He died from watching the World Cup.
No one can say he wasn't a fan.
Yeah, he can't say it either, because he's dead. Panda cubs at an enclosure in China have been forbidden from predicting scores at the World Cup. The giant bears had been primed to predict winners by choosing their food from baskets emblazoned with teams' national flags. But moments before the opening game kicked off, the Chengdu Research Base pulled out of the stunt. A spokesman said the stunt had been canceled by the research center because it would have harmed the pandas by requiring too much contact with humans.
Ooh.
Panda tried to make a prediction, Panda being my cat.
Yes.
She was going to predict. She was US and Day all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Beans said like, no. And he knocked the basket off of the roof or the balcony there. So no predictions at the lighthouse.
Dude, we're in Group G, which is the same group as Germany.
Yeah.
But hashtag believe.
Oh my gosh. Hashtag believe.
Hashtag believe, everybody.
It's going to get crazy.
That's what I told Timmy Skip yesterday. Hey, man, hashtag believe. Because imagine if. Because he was like, man, I think we got Poland. But no, for Germany. And I said, but what if we did?
Oh.
Hashtag believe.
Well, there's some momentum now. You never know.
Dude, I'm telling you. We looked so good. Well, no, we were playing way too. Ugh. There was none aggression. We scored that goal right away. It's like, okay, cool, man. We only have 89 more minutes.
We did it. We did it.
Man.
That's how it is in America. You do something good and everybody's like, yeah, there's more? Oh,
crap. We still have 89 minutes to go.
Speaking of more.
I meant Portugal.
Oh, not Germany.
No. I said Poland because I'm an idiot.
Poland.
It was Portugal.
Okay.
And also because I have 3 hours of sleep under my belt.
That's right. Don't die like that Chinese guy.
I was in a photo shoot for Duke City Magazine.
I know. Tell me about it.
I'm going to be on the cover of
Duke
City Magazine.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, local publication. They have like 10,000 in circulation.
Pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool. So I'm going to be on the cover then.
You should ask Tim how many magazine covers he's been on the cover of.
Like 17.
Probably.
Yeah, but that's because he's in a band. This was like happenstance.
I know.
It wasn't like a, hey, you get to be on the cover because you do something cool. It was like, hey, you're pretty. And I was like, yeah.
They said they wanted you to be on the cover because you're a tattooed professional.
Yeah, something like that.
That means you do something cool. Good grief. Nobody put this man on a magazine cover again.
I'm just saying.
Doug, yeah. You ready to start hosting this thing with me?
All right. I almost just let you guys go because I was like, I don't even need this anymore. So I was like,
you don't need this anymore.
I'm on the cover of a magazine.
So you were going to let us go?
Yeah, I was going to let you guys go. Let you guys do it.
Oh, the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Sounded like something else.
Oh, no. No. What?
You don't have enough time.
This place needs you guys. I just don't.
You have too much stuff to do.
I really
do. You've got shoots. On shoots, you've got TV shows clamoring to have your face on the camera. You've got movie stars coming up and asking for tips and tricks.
That's crazy.
They're like, hey, man, look, I've seen you all over the media.
My phone's ringing.
All right, hang on.
Hello?
Sorry.
Hey, what are you doing? I got to do this stupid show.
Is that J-Law?
So, yeah.
Is it J-Law?
How's Brad?
Hey,
is he good?
It's Dame Angelina Jolie.
I heard you just got damed. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Yeah.
Hey.
No, I will.
Hey.
I'll call you. I got Warped Tour though, so I don't know if I can.
Hey.
Huh? Oh,
tell her I said
no,
hey.
It's just Mateo.
Tell her I said hey.
Yeah, no big deal.
Love you.
So.
I love you.
All right.
I loved you in Maleficent.
Tell the kids I love them. Okay.
No.
Oh, and Brad. Tell Brad too.
Tell Brad I love him.
I know.
I love his face.
No, I miss him too. Okay. All right. Okay. Sorry, man.
Did she say hey?
Huh? Oh, I forgot to tell her. My bad.
Next time.
Next time, man. Totally.
It's cool.
Yeah.
When it comes to dating, people generally have a type. Blondes, brunettes, big noses, little ears.
Wait, what?
A person often finds a certain set of physical characteristics attractive. It's just a fact.
Okay.
So online dating company Match.com is hoping to capitalize on this.
Oh, no.
Partnering with an LA-based company called 3-Day Rule. That matches people to dates using facial recognition software. Users will be asked to send in pictures of their exes, which will be used to determine who they will be matched with on the site.
No way!
The option isn't cheap.
Nope.
It costs $5,000 for a 6-month membership, but it also includes a dating coach who actually meets with users and talks to them about partner preferences.
Yeah.
Booyah.
And maybe not just finding somebody who looks like your ex.
Yeah, or just get a life.
Yeah. So
that's a big one too.
Yeah, you can give us the $5,000. Because we just coached you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boom.
He knows Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I call her Angie.
Wow.
So, yeah.
According to a new poll, Bill Clinton is the most admired president of the past quarter century. Ask what president of the past 25 years they admired most. 42% of respondents named Clinton. That was more than twice the share that named any other president. The other three presidents of the quarter century all polled about the same. 18% said they most admired Barack Obama, 17% said O.W., and 16% said George H.W. 42%. Runaway lead, Mr. Clinton. It's because he could play the saxophone. How do you tell your friends they're being annoying over text?
I don't know.
If words aren't getting your point across, you can wait until July.
What?
250 new emojis will be arriving, including a middle finger icon.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's real life?
The new characters are part of an update of Unicode, the standards that regulate how text appears across platforms. And so in July, there you go.
Remember when we had to actually, like, share our feelings and speak things? Now we can just do, like, red-faced emoticon or, like, one tear. Oh.
Single tear.
Single tear emoticon. Oh.
Single tear.
Yeah.
Guys, let's take a look at traffic.
Oh.
And then we're going to do some birthdays with Doug.
That's a good call.
Is this real life?
This is real life.
Hang on, I'm going to refresh just to make sure this isn't yesterday's map.
This is real life.
While I'm refreshing,
object
just so everybody knows,
way.
A man was caught by Japanese police on his birthday running naked and covered in nacho cheese.
Okay.
Because it's not your birthday, it's his. We have construction at I-25 in Paseo. Also construction, I-25 South between San Antonio and Paseo. But, what is this guy? Ooh, there's an object on the roadway, I-40 West at I-25. That's exit 159. Boom. BC, not AD. BC. So this is old, probably the oldest exit in Albuquerque. Exit 159 BC.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Object on roadway, pretty not cool. Also, 2nd Street South at Central is closed due to construction. It looks like those other streets that were around that are open again.
The sinkhole.
But we shall see. Was that the sinkhole? Is that
so.
What that was?
Think
oh
so.
Man, that's freaking cool.
Yeah.
And horrible, but cool.
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for birthdays with Doug.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah!
Hey,
Doug. Thanks for coming in and filling in my stead.
Well, no problem. I think I just better get used to it. So.
Yeah, I mean, you really
Dang,
should.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
You really should.
It's all right. Me and Mateo got it.
We got this, bro.
Don't need me.
Today is June 17, 2014, day 168. There are 197 days remaining in the year.
Nice.
All right, first up this morning.
Yes?
An actor.
Mmm.
Pretty good actor, too.
You could narrow
Will
it down
Ferrell!
Just a touch.
He has an Academy Award nomination.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
For the movie As Good As It Gets.
Oh,
he was also in Sabrina. You've Got Mail, Nurse Betty, We Were Soldiers, Little Miss Sunshine.
Greg Kinnear.
Yes.
Yay! Greg Kinnear.
He was also in The Kennedys, Talk Soup, Modern Family.
Talk Soup.
As well as Rape.
Yes, dude. Greg Kinnear. Dude, that movie is so good.
Which one?
As Good As It Gets.
Yeah, that is
so
good movie.
So good.
Helen Hunt, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
It literally is As Good As It Gets.
It's a fantastic film.
Tell him about it, Doug.
I haven't seen it.
What?
No.
Hey, we just got a text. Steve-O, where's my song request? Doug has it. I gave it to him. Is that from Matthew?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He is reaching out over email. Woo, that's scary.
Greg Kinnear is 49.
He's 52.
He is 51 years old today.
Oh, man.
That was good.
It burns.
Oh,
Will Ferrell.
Nope.
Sherry O'Terry.
No.
Molly Shannon.
More recently,
Jimmy Fallon.
Jay Farrow.
A little bit more recently. He recently starred in a spinoff from Saturday Night Live. That was absolutely horrible.
Oh, was it the Maya Rudolph variety show?
No. It was a movie.
It was a movie that
it was a long running skit.
Oh, MacGruber!
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Will Forte.
Yes.
That movie wasn't horrible. That movie was incredible.
They filmed it here in Albuquerque.
Oh, it was so bad. It was awesome.
He was also in Nebraska.
Yes, he was. Serious role.
Yeah, Will Forte.
Will Forte.
47.
Maybe he's not your forte, Doug.
No, he's
but
not.
But I like him.
He was also in the Slammin' Salmon.
Salmon.
He was the Falconer. He was... What were his other regulars?
He was 47 last year because he's 48 this year.
I said 47, didn't I?
I don't know.
What did I say?
I don't think you said anything yet.
I did?
Did you?
49.
44.
Ah! Foot.
He's a youngin, that guy.
He's a youngin.
Forte Foot.
Next up, a Sports tennis center. Star.
Maria Sharapova.
No, she has...
Anna Kournikova.
She has a sister.
Williams, Venus.
Yes, it is Venus Williams.
Serena! Which is which?
No clue.
They are twins.
Which one's older?
Venus is the younger one.
Oh, Serena's the older one?
Yeah.
Okay, so Venus is 29.
30.
She is 34 years old today.
Wow.
Duh. Next up, a director written and direct several comedy films.
It's Roten.
What? You know what?
It's Rayton.
Yeah, if you're with your education.
He Roten.
Ever since he did that photo shoot, he's changed.
Just, you know.
You're so educated.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man.
Is this what you learned out on Central at midnight?
It is.
Because I've heard you learn different things.
People were screaming at us.
Oh.
I'm not even being funny. We were in the middle of Central on the median.
Yeah.
Like, in between cars as they were, like, rushing by us. Yeah. Hey, wait, this is from Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, it is.
The Farley Brothers.
Which one?
Mike.
Bobby. No,
Bobby Farley. Oh!
From Dumb and Dumber, Kingpin, Shallow Hal, Me, Myself, and Irene,
There's
Stuck on You.
Something About Mary.
Yes. Something About Mary. I think that's my favorite movie of theirs.
Yeah? Yeah. Over Dumb and Dumber?
Dumb and Dumber is my favorite.
It's about a tie.
And the upcoming Dumb and Dumber 2, which looks insane. 48.
He is 56 years old today.
Oh, man. Are they twins?
I don't know.
I don't think they're twins, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
And the last birthday this morning.
No, Doug.
This song may be written about a girl, it may be written about his dog.
Yep. But on the inside, we know it was written about us.
Yeah, man.
The man behind the hits. I
remember all my life. Barry Manilow?
Yes.
Barry Manilow. Cold as ice. Listen, that smooth, soothing voice.
Yeah.
Let it take you to a new place this morning.
Barry Manilow will forever remind me of Can't Hardly Wait.
Yep.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw this yesterday, I said, Mandy, Amanda.
It's a sign, bro. Oh, man.
Hey, Scott Baio.
That movie is so great. Scott Baio, Jenna Elfman was so great in that. So you call Barry Manilow back and you tell him.
You came and you ran without taking.
Oh, now I gotta watch Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah, we
dang,
really
dude.
Okay, Barry Manilow is 60.
65.
He is 71 years old today.
Oh! All right.
Oh, all Mandy. Right,
on to dates.
Yeah!
On this day in what year, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York Harbor.
Oh, man.
Ah, yes. Remember the French were like, oui, oui.
Eh. Sacre bleu. Invaders!
I've been watching Turn without you, man.
The new.
Watching what?
Turn.
Watch it.
I watched two episodes.
Was it good? Is it good?
It's really good, but I was confused.
Oh.
I felt like a dumb. Because it's 1777, and the British are still there. And I'm like, wait. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We'll have to go back and I'll have to catch up.
So I'm like, wait, is this like a fake show? Or is this really happening in upstate New York in 1777?
Well, maybe they were just trapped there. No, but they're kind of in charge, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
And it's still General George Washington.
We'll ask Stever, because he'll know.
Yeah, they haven't received the Statue of Liberty yet on the show.
Okay,
so,
cool.
So I don't know history. Other than what AMC tells me, so.
I'm going to say 1894.
1847.
1885.
Dang! Ooh. Well, you can't win them all.
This same one year, five White House operatives were arrested for burglarizing the offices of the Democratic National Committee in an attempt by some members of the Republican Party to illegally wiretap the opposition.
1972.
Next up, stay in what year? What remained of the ABA, the American Basketball Association? Yeah. The Nets, Pacers, Nuggets, and Spurs merged into the NBA.
Oh, the Spurs. They're so boring to watch.
But really, it should have been the Flint Tropics because they beat the Spurs on the last game of the season to take fourth place. But it was this big mess. Jackie Moon, the owner slash forward.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Jackie Moon.
Yeah, man.
You seen that movie? It's funny.
Is that Semi Pro?
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Might be one of his best movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
1978. 1976.
Ah, oh, boom. And the last date this morning.
Boom.
On this day, what year, following a televised slow-speed highway chase and a failed attempt at suicide, O.J. Simpson was arrested for the murders of his wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend, Ron Goldman.
96.
97.
1994.
Dang it! Doug.
You guys only have three left to get one.
Doug! Dang, dude, we haven't gotten
this
anything.
This is going to go in stoppage time.
Doug.
Gosh.
Hey.
Hey.
Help me out.
Okay. Now on to number one songs.
Got this.
Ebony and Ivory.
This is what I used to sing to Ebony in the stockroom. And she would get kind of offended. But she liked it, I think. I kept doing it. I just kept singing it. And she'd be like, no. And then she'd go, wah, wah.
This is Paul McCartney and MJ, right?
No, this is Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder.
Oh, no. If it was Paul McCartney and MJ, it wouldn't have been Ebony and Ivory. It would have been like Ivory and Off-White or something like that. Right?
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
Just kidding. Michael Jackson would have bought the rights for everything. Yeah.
Oh, the Girl Is Mine is such a good song.
It is such a good song. Learn to
live. Learn to give. Okay. 1976. 1979.
1982.
Dang it! Oh. I almost went 80s.
Post Beatles.
Okay. It's been a
long time. Shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat, step two, step
what
two,
is
step
happening?
Two, step two, step two, step two. Whiskey, whiskey. It's been a long
time. We shouldn't have left. Is this Timbaland and Magoo?
This is Aaliyah, dog.
This is Aaliyah.
This is Aaliyah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so we know that it was before the second Matrix came out because she was originally supposed to be the Jada Smith role. And then she passed away, which was, what, 2004?
Pouring
so
it
I'm
out.
I'm going to say 2001.
99.
2000.
Dang it! Dang, dude.
Right there! Dang it.
And the last one this morning.
Oh!
Ugh. I feel like this is easy, right? Because is this... Wow.
No. 2012.
Dang it. 2013.
Mateo with the walk-off.
Yeah. Oh!
Tail with the
walk-off. Yep. There's nothing I can do.
He got in.
He got in right away.
He got in. Today is Apple Strudel Day. It's Eat Your Vegetable Days. But most importantly, it is Vans Warped Tour Day.
Yeah! That's right.
Dude, coming up.
Yes.
It is New Music Tuesday.
And it's kind of a Warped Tour theme. Not so much, but we added a couple culture shocks today from a couple of Warped Tour bands.
There you go.
Because we're already playing quite a few of them.
We really are, actually. So,
we went through the list and we're like, oh.
You realize this is one of the final times we're going to see Amberlynn live?
I know. Stoked and sad.
Yeah.
Hey, they haven't announced any tour coming through Albuquerque yet, so it could be the final time. We don't know.
Oh, no.
We don't know.
Look out now.
Unless we do know.
Which
so,
we don't know.
Which we don't know.
Or do we?
I don't know.
Doug knows.
Coming up, we got some Taking Back Sunday, some Sleep Wave, and more of this awesomeness. We got a great show. It's Tuesday.
Yes.
And it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Man, today's so boring. So boring today.
Just traffic and Borefest.
Borefest 98.
Oh, guys, you don't even know our lives. You can't even understand how boring it is.
So boring. We have the boringest job.
Last night I was complaining,
yeah,
and Mitch texted and said, hey, you're in Nob Hill doing a photo shoot to be on the cover of a magazine. Mm. Tomorrow you have to, for work, spend the entire day handing out Static Radio stuff at Warped Tour. Mm-hmm. And then you're working on a tour at the end of summer,
yeah,
to get national attention for Static Radio. Shut up.
Yeah, it's
and
boring.
I said, you don't even know.
You don't know my life, girl. Gosh. I ain't about that life.
So boring.
Speaking of boring, there's a disabled truck I-40 West at University Boulevard. Also, I guess where that sinkhole was, closed due to construction, 2nd Street South at Central Avenue. And then we have construction at I-25 and Paseo, and construction at I-25 between San Antonio and Paseo. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by you?
Yeah!
Speaking of tour, we really are working on something for the end of summer, trying to get out there.
Get out and about!
A redesigning of our app, if you will.
Yes.
And trying to get a national tour going on for Static Radio for Team Awesome Morning Party. If you would like to make that happen and you are a business person saying, hey,
business.
I could sponsor a tour to get Static Radio and Team Awesome Morning Party out to these major cities.
Do it.
Our email address is studio@mystaticradio.com. That's studio@mystaticradio.com. And who knows? Maybe we could partner.
We do need your help.
Yes, we do.
So think about it. Pray about it.
Yeah, just make it happen.
And respond.
Make it happen, yo. Make it rain. What?
Make it rain.
It is Tuesday. Of course, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we have New Music Tuesday. At 7:30, our boy Caleb from the Mix Game Room and Skate Park will be joining us.
Yep.
At least that's what he's told me. So that's cool. And whatnot. Our friends in Forgotten Foundation.
Yep.
They were here a couple weeks ago on the morning show. Rad peeps.
Incredible peeps.
They're going to be out where we're going to be out today.
They will be.
I'm excited for all the partnership that's been going on.
It's going to be a lot of fun today.
Yeah, we're excited. So if you were already planning on being at Warped Tour, come find the Static crew.
Come say hello.
Producer Doug and Team Awesome Morning Party, that's us. We'll be there. So we need something to talk about here.
We do.
Yeah. You know, we keep complaining about all our problems. We have so many problems right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many. Outlay.
Monies.
Magazine. Got to go do this show thing all day.
Yeah.
Get up early for our super rad job. Found this. If you have too much money and you don't know how to spend it, I found a list of ways that you can spend it. We're here to help you. Number one, you can sponsor Team Awesome Morning Party. That'd be a good way to spend your money. Right now we know, what is it, Hidden Cash NM? Some dude's hiding cash around the city.
He's doing something.
That's one way he's getting rid of his money. But you know, when you have so much money, you just don't know what to do with.
I don't know what that's like.
Matt and I don't have that problem.
Help me.
But I found a list of things that you could spend your money on other than sponsoring Team Awesome Morning Party. Because that's really the number one thing you should be focused on.
Please.
We're a listener-supported station. We're non-commercial.
Yep.
We could totally use that. How about this? Jet Setters. It is the most expensive restaurant in the world.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes?
It's basically a Hard Rock Hotel in Ibiza in the Mediterranean Sea.
Ooh.
It boasts the world's most expensive restaurant. Reportedly, the private dining room seats 12 people. Okay, imagine how much it costs per person to eat there.
Mm. I'd say about $1,000.
Your meal will consist of up to 20 courses throughout the
evening. Whoa!
20. So,
yeah, I'll go with 1,000.
1,000? Close!
What is it?
Almost close. You were almost halfway there.
$2,000?
$2,100 a head.
Gosh!
Most expensive restaurant.
That's a lot of food.
That's
Why would
ridiculous.
You eat 20 courses of food?
How about this? My wife and I yesterday, we were looking at dogs. Yes, as I'm talking about Indiana needing a home, he's just too big. And he needs a big yard.
He does.
We tried to keep him over here at the new house, and he jumped the fence and was like, no!
Nope.
Freedom! And I'm like, hey, Braveheart, get back here.
Get back here, Indiana. You're not Braveheart.
So he's been staying with our in-laws. And so my mother-in-law was like, hey, man, let us just take care of the dog. We'll get you a small dog. We started researching. Guess what dog I want to get?
What kind?
I want to get a standard schnauzer.
Tell me about that dog.
It's like the little Scotty dog.
Oh.
Like an all-black little Scotty dog.
A little Scottish dog?
Yeah. Like, oh, hello. And I'll be like, whoa, a talking dog.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
What are you talking to me about, dog?
But they are a little pricey.
Yeah.
Which still does not have anything on this one.
Ooh.
Most expensive dog.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. A Tibetan Mastiff puppy.
Yes, I've seen this. They're crazy.
How much? How much do you think? They set a record recently for being the most expensive dog.
Wasn't it like five?
They're quite popular among China's wealthy elite.
Yeah. I read a story about it. I can't remember.
Looks more like a gorilla than a dog. $2 million for a pup.
$2 million.
$2 million for this pup.
Guys, if you have that much money to spend on a dog, I can help you find better places to put your money.
Yeah, Team Awesome Morning Party, sponsored by this rich dude.
Sponsored by this man with so much money! That's what we'll call you.
Yes, and you know what that man drinks?
What?
The most expensive Starbucks.
Tell me about that.
Okay.
Ten.
The average person could afford this drink.
Okay.
Bad news is, costs around $55. And could cause some health problems. Not too long ago, a Starbucks customer created a sexagintuple vanilla bean mocha frappuccino. It had 60 shots of espresso and filled a 128-ounce glass.
That's stupid.
$55. That's the most expensive
That's
Starbucks
stupid.
Drink on record. Yeah, I know.
Why would you ever?
Because you have so much money you don't know what to do with. So we're trying to help you out. How about this? The most expensive hotel room. At the Four Seasons in New York City, you can indulge yourself inside the Ty Warner penthouse.
Ooh.
It's equipped with an unobstructed view of the Manhattan skyline that includes the Empire State Building, the Chrysler Building. You can also enjoy the finest in luxury and furnishings, along with a 24-hour complimentary butler.
Butler.
It's state-of-the-art technology. So, how much for a night at this? Four Seasons in New York City.
$100,000.
Nah.
$50,000.
$50,000 a night.
Shoot!
$50,000 a night. You stay there a week, you've doubly paid my mortgage. Forever.
Good
you've paid for two of my houses.
That's ridiculous. Guys, come on. Come on. I don't think I know anybody that's actually spending this money on these things.
I don't either, but they exist because there's an entire list of what happens when you have too much money and you
what
don't know what to
happens.
Do with.
What
you
happens?
Know, for some people like us, bills are piling up.
Yes.
For them, stacks of hundies are piling up.
Hundies.
Benjamin's just piling up. They don't know what to do with them. So, you know.
That's ridiculous.
They gotta spend some. How about this? The most expensive haircut. We go to Square Root Salon. Our friend David Gatt and Jason Smith. They the owners of Square Root Salon. And I was not ever really a salon guy. So I remember the first time I went in there and it was like, wait, how much for a haircut?
Mm.
But I could go to like the cuts of Super for like $10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most expensive haircut. Take a guess. Take a gander.
$500,000.
See, you would think that's a lot of money, right, for a haircut? Receiving a London Award for being the best hair salon, Stuart Phillip Holistic Hairdressing caters to the stars and those with stupid, crazy budgets.
Stupid.
His international VIP service includes everything from a private jet to a personal security guard.
Oh, okay.
Personal shopper and in-house chef during your time at the salon. Starting price.
$2.4 million.
Nah, not that bad. $13,000. We're just talking for a haircut here. $13,000 is the starting price, and they average about $33,500.
Gosh, that's the average.
For a haircut!
For a haircut. That's a fancy haircut.
Yeah.
Your hair better be made of gold and better never, ever fall out after
Gosh,
that.
Gosh, dude, this is terrible. Yeah, so... All right, here's question of the day. Here's question of the day.
Let's hear it.
Because we're talking about money and all this stuff, and
Manny.
If you have too much money, you don't know how to spend it. We've talked about some of the most expensive things. Let's pretend that money were no object.
Okay.
What is the most ridiculous thing you would spend your money on?
Yes.
What's the craziest thing you would own? I know immediately what I would purchase.
Craziest thing you would spend your money on.
Yep. Tell us. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll come back with the answers that we got. I know what I would buy. I didn't even have to think about it. You're probably going to buy a T-Rex, but that's cool.
No.
An animatronic Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Nope. Okay. I want the real thing.
Okay. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
You know what that hip hop means. Caleb, the mix. 1995.
Yes, rap is cool.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mateo here with you. And our boy Caleb from the mix. Game Room and Skate Park.
Glad you're here, Caleb. We missed you last week.
Yeah, no, sorry. It was my anniversary. 2 years.
Yeah, you should be sorry. 2 years?
Yep.
Lame.
That's pretty amazing.
2 years
lame
reason. the rest of my life.
Yeah, bro.
Lame reason to miss this show. I know that. That's what I've
What'd you guys do for your anniversary?
We went to Carlsbad Caverns. Yeah.
That's pretty legit.
Yeah, we went and checked it out. It was
you
cool.
You really did go walk around in a cave. What is the deal with caves out here? Everybody in the world's like, hey, you know what I'm going to do today? Go hang out in the cave and take a bunch of pictures.
All right. Yeah. Well, I went to the cave.
You went to the cave. Yeah.
The real cave. Yeah. It was epic. I mean, if you get a chance to go down there, check it out.
I love Carlsbad. Did you? Yeah. Now, do they still, when I was a kid, you got to go down there and then they were like, and turned all the lights off.
No, they didn't do it with us. No.
Ah!
Yeah. They do have a tour where they
it
do
is
do
terrifying.
That.
Terrifying.
They do have a tour where they did. We didn't.
Okay.
I didn't know they did all that extra stuff. Really, to be honest with you. So.
Yeah.
But no, it was a good time, and we're back, and we're back hardcore, man. We got Skate Ministry today.
Yeah.
That's why I come in.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not why you come in. You come in to see us.
But. I do actually. I love coming in, getting up super early. I mean,
whatever.
Being here at 7:30 is
whatever,
like
whatever, dude.
Struggle for me. We don't open until 10, dude.
You can do this.
You know. By the time you guys are done with your morning show, we're barely opening up.
This is true. And
keep laughing.
We're halfway through our day.
Right?
We are halfway through our day.
And you're just halfway there, yeah. Yeah, you guys got some cool stuff going on. I'm actually a little bit jealous, man. I was like, dang, I want to go Warped Tour. I want to hang out. I want to go there. That sounds like fun.
You can't.
We're giving out, we got some static decals. We got some static t-shirts. So if you can come find us. Yeah.
Yes.
We got some stuff to give away today. So
that's what I'm saying. Freebies. Yeah, dude, let's see. This Friday, we're kind of partnering with the men's rally that the Challenge Men's Ministry is having.
We're emceeing it.
Straight up.
What? Yep. No Dang. Bigs.
So you guys are there, too.
Of course.
The
yes,
park
we
will
are.
Be open for any skaters or people that want to come hang out. We got the mix open.
Cool.
You know, if you want to learn how to skate, we got free rental helmets and boards and all that good stuff, so you can try it out.
Okay.
We got some good skaters. We've been doing skate lessons every
that.
Monday morning. Yeah. We've had a good little crew, 4 or 5 kids coming through, and they're actually progressing pretty good. And
Jack and Luke want to roll. They do.
They got to come. Just show
they just,
up.
You know, it took longer than expected for Little League because they won the championship.
They're the grand champions of the Paradise Hills Little League. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See?
For real. You know, no bigs.
Dang.
Went a little longer than expected.
Yeah.
Whenever I see them. For the past few days, whenever I've seen Jack and Luke, I say, hello, champion.
Yeah.
And yeah. Now they both always get this little smirk on their face. They're like, hey.
No bigs.
No big. I'll sign autographs.
Just won the championship.
That's awesome. Yeah. They got a championship ring, too?
They got championship shirts, okay. That, like jerseys that say Paradise Hills 2014 champions.
That's
with the logo.
Epic.
They got a medal. They got like a first place medal thing. They got
dang.
Trophies.
Dang, they got all decked out.
They got bling for days, yo. For days. And then they got a big old party at Dion's Pizza.
Oh, yes.
Love, yeah. Love that place.
Dude, okay. Being non-com, we can't like adjectively talk about places. A friend of ours recently, I get like serious music. I can't have this music on in the background because I'm about to tell a serious story.
Got you, man.
Oh my gosh, that
it's serious.
That is the worst.
This
music
is
for
serious.
Okay, I'm just gonna go back to the hip hop. Okay, so recently we were just hanging out with a friend. This is serious. I gotta get serious for a second. You guys,
I know what you're talking about.
A friend of ours' father passed away. It's very serious.
Bummer.
It was tragic. And it was sudden. And it was awful.
Yeah, it was rough on
so,
their family.
Night before a funeral, there's like 20 people in said friend's household. And it was like, what are we going to do? And they had called, and they were supposed to get food taken care of. And all of a sudden, the catering people or the whoever was supposed to take care of didn't show up. There's 20 people in this house. Our friend's mom is like frantic. Her husband just passed away. Awful scenario, obviously.
Yeah, no doubt.
So they called the local pizza establishment right up the street from them. Rhymes with Dion's. And said, hey, this is what, you know, we just need this. We need to get, how long is this order going to take? I'll go pick it up, blah, 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 blah. Hold on, please. Management got on the phone. What's your address? Blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, bing, bong.
No.
Open the door. Dion's.
Yeah, and they said it was super fast.
They showed up at the door at their house with, like, tons of food and said, we are so sorry for your loss here.
What?
On the house.
That was it.
That's where it's at.
Here, let's take care of you. How many, you know, like, oh, you have 20 people in your house? And they just showed up, and it was just like pizzas.
You got to support the local biz,
and it was like, dang, dude. So
that's where it's at.
It just you support people that are willing to, you know.
It was crazy. So we heard that story. I was like crying. She's telling the story. I'm like, this is the best story I've ever heard in my life. I'm so sorry.
No doubt.
So anyways, yeah, I just got serious.
Pretty
yeah.
special.
It was pretty special. So pretty anyways, special. You mentioned like that, cool. And I just immediately thought of that.
Because normally you hear stories about big chains
right.
that are doing, all, like in Mississippi over the weekend in a KFC.
Right!
They kicked a three-year-old girl out because
some
customers complained. This little
she
girl
got
had been yeah, she'd been attacked by some
pit bulls.
I think it was three pit bulls.
Ugh!
And
what?
Like her
three-year-old
eye,
girl.
Her eye's gone.
Yeah.
And she has scars all over her face. She's got this cute little eye patch on. But then some customers complained, and the KFC employees asked her to leave because customers were being, like, scared.
Disturbed by her scars.
What?
So they asked this three-year-old girl. What was it? Jackson, Mississippi?
Yeah, Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, you need to ask those employees to leave.
So
out of the house.
Well, imagine that. Imagine the effects. This three-year-old girl is already self-conscious about
and
going outside.
And she's traumatized because she was attacked by pit bulls.
Yeah, and now she's got, like, she got asked to leave. She got asked to leave a restaurant. She's 3 years old, and it's because of the way she looks. And she can't do a thing about it.
Jacked
oh, man.
Up.
We were watching this news story yesterday, and everybody, like, we're all standing around watching it. It was just like,
what?
The tears welling up and, like, that righteous indignation of, we're going to Jackson, Mississippi right now.
I'm going to Jackson.
We're going to find you, Colonel Sanders, and you're going down.
Yep.
Your army of evil.
But anyway, there's some good to it because a lot of people have rallied behind this girl. KFC as an organization is scrambling.
Right.
Trying to figure out who's responsible. And they personally apologized, and there's like this huge fund now to help pay for this little girl's surgery. And
all that to say, it's always incredible when you hear of the other side of a restaurant or an establishment going out of their way to help someone in need in the community.
And
so.
That should be highlighted.
Yeah. Oh!
That's awesome that
Dion's
represents.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. That was very cool. So good job, local Dion's. That was it was a good story.
Yeah.
So because there's all the stories in the news that you hear are the awful ones, like the 3-year-old girl getting booted from KFC.
That's my thing. Working in ministry for so many years, I love the praise report stories, but for some reason, people don't tend to share them as much. I don't know. It's always like, this is bad happening or that. I mean, if anybody's listening, send these guys your praise reports. Let us know what's
going
on.
Send a praise report.
Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. I hear a rumor that the news is about to change.
Yes.
So I hear this rumor that maybe, just maybe.
We need good news.
You know, you hear news, and at night it's like death and destruction and evil and awful and murder, and it's terrible. And who watches the news? Nobody but your grandmother, because it's freaking terrible.
Yeah.
I hear tell that there's going to be a new news show.
Really?
Yeah.
Give it a
minute. It's going to be changing the game. It's going to be doing things differently.
Good news.
That's what I hear. That's going to go on
the good news stuff
at the same time as other news.
Well, at least funny news.
I probably already said way too much, so I'm going to shut up now.
Nah.
We like good, funny news. It puts a smile on your face. You can leave away being informed for
one.
As
soon as these mics go off, we have something to share with
yes.
you.
Yes. Yeah.
But one thing, though, I think a lot of people, you don't hear more about the praise reports. It's because we say God does like miraculously provide or something like that.
Yeah.
It's really easy to get a week out from it and start kind of writing it off and kind of like, you know, not to say that it's like, you know, Christmas morning or whatever, but you know how a week later after Christmas, everything kind of loses the magic. And a lot of times it's hard. You start rationalizing things. Yeah. Even if it's this huge miracle in your life, like you had no idea where that money was going to come from. And then boom, it came out of nowhere from some random person that said, the Lord laid this on my heart to give to you.
Right.
And then a week later, you're like, yeah, I think it just would have, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you're totally rationalizing it.
It's
so
the
people,
worst.
We forget about our praise reports
because yeah, we do.
We just make them into ordinary. Yeah.
Let's not forget about that.
Yeah, it's
absolutely
important to remember that.
Absolutely.
I mean,
speaking of praise reports, it's summertime.
Dude, summer.
The mix is open.
My gosh, we're open every day except for Sunday. The mix is awesome.
Finally.
It's epic.
Yeah, it is. So,
and we're doing so much stuff, like, I can't even breathe sometimes. Like, I'm all over. That got canceled. Surf trip got canceled.
What?
I'll just make it
Caleb,
down.
There's a picture of it.
I know. I need to take it down. It got canceled.
I changed it.
There you go. Bam. But,
what?
I mean, it was one of those major bummers. I was so bummed. I was like, no.
Right.
We were short on a few signups, and, you know, we're still going to do it next year, which is cool. I mean, we're not losing anything as far as getting it going, but we were just short a few signups, which was super bummer, but, hey, it's almost kind of like a relief on another end because at the mix, we are doing so much stuff. I mean, we're partnering with the Challenge Men's, and you guys will be there.
Yep.
We got the park. We're working on getting some graffiti artists in the park.
Nice.
I mean, we have huge frames. You can see them that are blank.
Right.
So we're going to throw some stuff up there, and they could do that. We got that. So if you're a dad listening, which if you're driving around and you have a son or just want to come check out, there's huge car show and youth stuff. It's a men's and young men's event for sure.
It's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Victor Karl Marx is going to be there.
Yeah,
dude. And that
dude
is a man's man. He's epic. I saw him last time he came through.
No Biggs holds a world record for like fastest disarmament of a dude with a gun.
He is
0.08 seconds.
Seriously
like that.
Scary, but also on the other end, he's like the nicest guy you've ever could meet, and he has the biggest heart.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I think it is. Those are the images of Jesus I think of. Because, you know, you think of Jesus like meek and mild, but it's like, it doesn't mean he's a wuss. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it wasn't just like, hey, everybody walk all over me. I'm Jesus.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, no, he threw down, it was like he's throwing tables over all crazy.
Meek. It just means power under control.
Yeah,
like,
you
still have the power, but you've mastered
it.
You're under control.
That's a perfect word to describe Victor.
Yeah, and he's Marks. One of those dudes that you're just like, no, you don't mess with that dude.
But
he would never. Yeah, he's gentle and wonderful and awesome, but you don't mess with
that's
that
this
dude.
Friday. I don't even know really when it starts in the mid-afternoon. Do you know the exact time? No. Mid-afternoon.
You think we would?
I would say, you know, we're probably be down here around 3-ish, 2.
All the details are at calvaryabq.org, so that's what we do.
Yeah, we'll be there. But I mean, come check it out. Come hang out in the mix. We got skateboarding. We got graffiti art. We got a youth center. We got snack bar. We're just going to be hanging out. I know that there's going to be like a lowrider bike show.
Yes, dude. Yeah.
There's going to be BMXers. I mean, there's just a ton of stuff going on this Friday. So if you're a man,
be part of it.
Come check it out. So that's on Friday. Saturday, the mix is shutting down.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What?
Just for the day. It's National Go Skateboard Day, June 21st.
There you go.
So, you know what's smart? Shutting down on National Go Skateboard Day.
And here's why.
It seems counterintuitive.
It just kind of does, just to touch.
Because we're going big. I mean,
Every
year we do, but we partner with the city of Albuquerque and this other nonprofit called NMX Sports.
Okay.
And it's at Los Altos Skate Park. And it's kind of like an all-day thing, but around, I think, 3-ish, the city of Albuquerque and the cops, of all people, support skateboarding. They closed down the whole Lomas.
Okay.
From Wantabo.
Oh, is this bombing Lomas? Is this where everybody bombs Lomas?
Lomas.
I've never done it. I've always wanted to.
I'm going to post a video on our Facebook right after this that I filmed a few years ago.
I gave Mitch my longboard. Epic. I don't even have it. I can't even...
I have one. I have multiple. Okay. Longboard. If you want it.
I rock that Star Wars board you gave me?
You probably could.
It's pretty tiny. I don't know if I can.
I'm glad you. That's more like a showpiece. You put that on your wall. Especially with new Star Wars coming out. And, yeah. I mean,
it's pretty dope. So, thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad you like it. I knew you would. Love it. I've wanted to give it to you forever.
It's amazing.
And I just
gave me a Star Wars skateboard.
Yeah. Little mini cruiser.
That's how he does. He's out of the kindness of his
heart. Sweet Caleb.
Yesterday, he gave me the shirt off his back.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I did.
So.
What a nice guy.
I had a photo shoot last night, but I don't dress nice. I don't know if you could tell. I'm wearing a tank top today. And they were like, hey, dress business. We're looking for a business professional. And I'm like, boom. Wait, then why are you asking me? Because I wear t-shirts. I have 17 t-shirts that say Foo Fighters on it. I don't know why you're asking me.
I wear flat-billed ball caps. Truly. Or right now, hockey caps.
Yeah.
Exactly. Flip-flops is my go-to shoe.
Boom!
Every day.
You just described literally what I'm wearing today.
And talk about sleeves. Yeah, I have a tattoo sleeve on.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Exactly. That's the sleeve I'm sporting. I don't need any other sleeves.
Well, you gotta admit, you do have a pretty legit gig going on.
Hey, thank you.
Minus the fact that you have to wake up at, I don't know, how early do you guys wake up? 5
Well, this morning I woke up around 6.
And what time do you guys start in the morning?
6. And twins. Yeah. So I made it, though.
Yeah, here you
I persevered. I got here just a bit late. So
yeah, well, all I mean, come check out the mix. That's what I come in to say. We got Skate Church tonight.
Yes.
Don't miss it.
Starts at 6 to 9 and Bible study at 7.
We have all the info posted at our Facebook, so get over there and check it out.
All right.
Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. It is just before 8 o'clock. We need to take a quick peek at traffic.
Yeah, we do.
Real quick.
So other than the construction at I-25 and Paseo and a little bit south from there, the construction between San Antonio and Paseo, Mitch just texted me and said there's a car accident on San Mateo north of Academy.
Oh, no!
And that's not showing up on the map. So if you're out there and you see something that we're not talking about, let us know, because sometimes our map doesn't get updated.
Yeah.
Also, 2nd Street South at Central Avenue, it's closed due to construction. We heard tale of a sinkhole yesterday. Again, if you see something, say something.
Yeah.
Let us know. Give us a call, 505-338-3700, or email us or text us like Mitch did.
There you go.
That's your look at traffic.
Got to take a quick break. Coming back, it is New Music Tuesday. Your chance to judge all the jams.
Judge and jam.
It's coming up right around the corner on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's a talk.
For New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Mateo, and my friend Steve. We're here to say hello.
Okay.
Hey, Steve.
Speaking of Steve's, Steven, he's in town. Amberlin.
He is.
This is the
excited.
Last year of the band's existence, so...
And apparently he's gotten some requests from the president of entertainment that we have to fulfill.
Yeah. So, speaking of, he gave us a artist for New Music Tuesday today.
Yes, he did. That dude's funny!
Yeah.
Who knew? Not me.
I didn't either. Gosh, you got a lot of great music this week, buddy.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to tell you, there are a couple of songs that I'm very excited about, and they kind of came out of left field. And so that makes me excited.
Yeah.
It's exciting to be excited.
It is exciting to be excited. Why did I think there was a song called Colors?
I don't know.
Who am I looking at?
I don't know, friend.
My bad.
It's okay.
That's not...
It's okay. So anyway, guys, we have a lot of new music to get to.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a great time.
Yes, we are.
And so we're excited about it, and we heard it.
I don't know what I'm going for first. I'm just kind of putting stuff in order. Oh, I moved that. Sorry. Do you want me to move that down?
Whatever you want to do.
Whatevs. I haven't heard any of this music. If you're just joining us for the first time, New Music Tuesday is your chance to vote on all the new jams we get. We get a lot of music submitted to us every single week. And so you know, we take a listen, but sometimes we're biased, to be honest, and sometimes we just don't know, and so we need your help, which is why we have New Music Tuesday. We'll play a jam, you get to vote on it, tell us what you think about it, and, yeah.
You want to start with that one?
Which one?
Put this one first.
Okay.
Okay. We'll start it off with a rocker.
All right.
This is a band called Twin Radio, actually made up of a few guys from a few different bands.
Oh, really?
That have come together and formed this new band. I don't think the record's out yet, but it's coming out this month. This is one of the first singles. It's called Still Burning, and it is a rocker.
Tell us what you think, dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there, like us, hang out with us.
Do it.
And vote. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Wanna talk about love? Well, I'm feeling something. Oh. So tell me about her. The raw emotion.
Twin Radio. He's still singing.
Still burning.
Still burning. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. It is New Music Tuesday. Your chance to, you know, vote on the jams.
I figured out.
Or not jams.
Yeah, why people aren't talking. It's because the three that mainly talk are here.
Oh, good.
So that's.
That's good.
Well, it's a rocker, and we're going to keep it. Let's move on.
Cool. Right on. This next one you were saying, it's Leland, so it's definitely a worship artist.
Leland put out a new live EP.
Okay.
It's called Christ Be All Around Us.
Okay.
This is one of the tracks from that. It's called We Are.
Because Christ Be All Around Us.
Because he be all around, y'all. He be over there with you, Mitch. He be right here. He be with Doug.
Yeah.
It's great.
But song's called We Are Returning.
Yeah, We Are Returning. They put out
a
new worship EP.
Which is good, because they're returning to the music scene. I haven't heard from them in years.
It's been a while. For a while, they quit. They weren't Leland for a while. They were the backup band for another artist.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
And I guess now they're like, all right, we're coming back.
Hey, guys, we're coming back strong.
For a minute, his sister was in the band, and she's not in the band anymore. There's some new dude. Yeah, I don't know. They've had a lot of lineup changes.
Well, all right, here we go. Leland, We Are Returning, Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static! Leland, We Are Returning.
Yeah.
Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We're feeling the summertime hit right now.
Boom!
It's not a good hit.
Tell us what you think.
It's a sunburn.
Ah.
It's the New Music Tuesday sunburn of silence.
I wore a tank top for Warp today, and we need to make sure that we bring lots of sunscreen.
I've got some.
Yeah!
Clopez says these guys are good friends, and I love them, but this is more of a prelude genre. I agree. And Brian Perea says very Matt Redman-like, but dig.
Okay.
Nobody commented on that first song.
That's...
So I'm guessing we just kind of snuck up on people and said, it's New Music Tuesday, here's a song.
Boom! But we do it at the same time every week.
Okay, one person dig. They dig it. So
they
there
digged
we go.
It.
They
one
digged
person
it.
Digged
they
it.
Dug it.
There we go. All right. Keeping it going then, should we continue this worship atmosphere? Because our buddy Stephen Christian from Amberlin, he chimed in last week on New Music Tuesday randomly and gave us a band suggestion. Said, dude, you guys should start playing these guys. And we're like, heck yeah, we'll start playing them. And then Celeste was like, whoa. I've been playing these guys for like a year on the Prelude. And we're like, nah, you haven't.
No, it doesn't count.
So, band is called Young Oceans. Song is All Who Hear. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Calls out, let in your ear, your heart. Though we are sky and stars,
Young Oceans, All Who Hear. A suggestion from Stephen Christian.
Worship vibe.
Boom! Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Welcome to New Music Tuesday. I'm trying to get through all the jammy jams. so that we can get out to see some jams.
Jams.
Handing out some t-shirts today and some decals, and we'll be hanging out.
Armin digs it, and Sarah says for a mellow song, she digs it.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank
you. Armin.
Thank you, too.
For chiming in.
Appreciate it.
There you go. Keeping it going. We have so much music to get to today. Ooh, new David Ramirez.
Mm-hmm.
Love that guy. Suggestion from Shailene.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, talked to them yesterday because we're, you know, we're getting geared up for Run River North.
Yeah.
They're going to be in Florida at Disney World that week. Yeah. I know.
Must be tough.
But a quick reminder, Run River North, they are coming to Albuquerque. And so earlier this week, we were like, dude, tickets are going fast. You need to get them because they're selling. And then all of a sudden, we got an update yesterday. And it's like, cool, we've doubled the amount of tickets sold from the last update we had. So
man.
FYI, if you want to go to this show, get your tickets. Run River North, Monday, July 14th. Tickets are only $5. 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio. Details, of course, mystaticradio.com. Just get your tickets there.
Get them.
Keeping it going right now. Brand new music from Lakes.
Yeah.
The song is 1992. It was a good year.
It was.
I was 4.
The year before Jurassic Park.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Lakes, 1992. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Dang, dude. These comments are crazy right now.
Oh, man. What do we got?
Deanne says, dig it.
Oh, crazy. What else?
And none else.
Cool, man. Sweet. All right.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that this truly can become my radio station because nobody else is doing anything.
Hey, Aaron Brown is a musician out in the California area, and our boy Thebes, also from the California area, was like, dude, saw this band. They're pretty amazing. You should check them out. I think they would fit for Static Radio. And we were like, all right, Thebes, we'll check them out. Played it on Friday, but we wanted your official opinion for New Music Tuesday. So you, person who is listening,
yes,
you that one, tell us what you think about AB and Fam. It's Aaron Brown and family.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not really family. It's kind of tricky. We'll see how it works out.
We'll see what happens.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Expression of Love, Aaron Brown and Family.
Yeah.
Their live album, that one from California, courtesy of our boy Thebes.
What?
Tell us what you think, you. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You.
Me?
No. The person
Whoa.
Listening. Whoa! Hey, look at that!
There you go. Maybe Comments. The other songs just sucked.
Maybe. Maybe we should take that as
a... People are like, I'm just not going to say anything.
Yeah.
No, that can't be true, because if it would have sucked, we would have had more comments.
Yeah, that's true. That's usually what happens.
Steve says, just to prove that more than one person is listening, major dig, great stuff.
All right.
Thebe says, well, rotation.
Now, of course.
Deanne says, totally love the folk tune. Was that a kazoo?
Yeah.
That was a kazoo.
Yeah.
Definitely dig. Alicia says, I have very mixed feelings about this song. Sarah, diggity dig, yes. And Gregory says, dig, but I'm a little uneasy with the kazoo.
Okay. Well, looks like people are digging it.
There you go.
At least people are chiming in and hanging out with us. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Keeping the music going because we have tons to get to.
Yes, we do.
This band is called My Epic. Their newest track, Lament.
Many a morning is spent with us walking over to SoPo and hearing My Epic's album, Behold, playing.
Yeah.
And so we thought, it's time for a new My Epic song.
Behold, let's play it.
It's not brand new. This came out with their latest record.
Yeah.
Well, technically their second to latest record, because the one they put out this year is an instrumental record.
Yeah.
So we went back and, but it's an instrumental version of their, pretty much, of their latest record. And this song is from there. It's called Lament. This is My Epic.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
Thank you.
My epic!
Lament.
Lament! I'm going to throw something at Mitch.
Why?
I don't know. She's in the background. She's trying to talk over our show.
Are you lamenting her presence?
I kind of.
Don't do it.
I don't know the meaning of the word.
Joel the nanny says, love my epic, gotta dig. Casey says, sounds good. And Ted says, good stuff, dig.
Yes.
Cool.
There we go. All right. We have a bunch of new music, including some new artists making their debut on Static Radio.
Yes.
This next dude making his first time appearance to Static.
This is a new artist named Jerry Fee, mm-hmm. and his album is described, he described it as the lush sounds of his childhood because it's very 80s influenced.
Oh, okay.
So this song's called Mystery. Tell us what you think. Go to our Facebook and let us know.
Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is New Music Tuesday, your chance to vote on all the new artists that get sent our way, like Jerry Fee here. Tell us what you think. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Jerry Fee! Song's called Mystery.
That was a sing-yawn.
Yeah?
That I just did.
That was a really nice sound to it, man. I really enjoyed that.
Lush 80s
Very
vibes.
80s. Very synth-heavy, but that's pretty trendy right now. So
it's true.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/myaestheticradio.
And Ted kind of reflects my personal feelings.
Okay.
I thought I might like this. It's okay, but it's not rotation worthy.
All
it just
right.
didn't have enough of, like, I love the synth and everything, but yeah. to me, where was the dynamic? Because the song kind of went... And I'm not an expert or anything, but that's what happened.
There you go. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Let's go to the phone line. Static!
Let's do it. What's up, dude?
Shane!
Hurricane Shane.
Dude, it was some kind of a conundrum there.
Yeah. Some kind of a conundrum?
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 Conundrum! What do you mean?
Conundrum. Conundrum.
Tell us what you mean.
I mean, it was a bit of a mystery puzzle there. It was kind of,
Well, the song's
I was
called
digging.
Mystery.
I feel like I was kind of like in a tug-of-war there.
How did, well, so you kind of liked it, kind of didn't?
I'll tell you what, dude, at the end, dude, I did dig it. I digged it. You know, I dug it, rather. Digged
right.
it. I dug it, rather, for the station, because I think it kind of fits.
Okay.
I think it kind of fits well. But then, towards the end, dude, it started to kind of... Yeah, it kind of got my... I don't know, man.
It doesn't really go anywhere.
Huh?
It doesn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, that... Okay, so there. So I'm not the only one who said that. Thanks for saying it. Yeah, so, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So there you go. Love you guys. Later.
Love you.
Love you, buddy.
That guy. That guy.
Now this next band.
Yeah.
This is a Warped Tour band.
Yeah.
And I actually had a friend from Nashville recommend this band the other day. And so I saw a live video of it and was kind of like, but then I listened to the recorded version. It's
That's
pretty
okay.
good. It's All got right. a pretty, it's not Christian or anything, but it's got a good message.
Which is why we're adding it to Culture Shock.
That's right. And this, right. the band's, it's a new band. They're called Echo Smith, and the song is called Cool Kids. I figured Mitch had probably heard it because she's a cool kid.
Ah. She does have teal hair.
She so. Does.
Cool Kids, tell us what the song means for you. Dig it, bury it. It's a Culture Shock. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Echo Smith, Warped Tour band, song called Cool Kids. Culture Shock, recommendation from Nash Vegas. Tell
yes.
us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do we got from the peoples?
Jenna says, let's make like a dog and dig it. And I say, heck yeah, girl, I've never heard that before, but that's crazy. Casey says, since I am a cool kid, I will dig this song.
Oh, man.
Ted says, it's cool that, quote unquote, cool as a slang word has hung around since the 80s. I'll dig. Pretty sure it was before that. Alicia says, nope. Ashley says, dig it. And Sean says, Barry, hear this everywhere, gets old fast, flash fast. Like? Unlike.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, cool. Keeping it going, we have an amazing show on Friday evening. It's called Surge 2.0. She is our intern. She rocks this. It's locally produced. She puts it all together herself, and she is a huge fan
mm-hmm.
of the hip, the hop.
The hippie to the hippie.
Yeah. So we said, hey, bro, you should get us some more good hip-hop jams because we're not playing enough, obviously. And so she got us one.
She did.
But we need to know what the people think. This one's actually featuring our boy Andy Mineo.
Yes.
Who, you know, he's kind of cool.
He's a rapper. He's a
cool
also.
Kid. He's a rapper extraordinaire.
He's a cool kid.
So, KB featuring Andy Mineo. The song is 100. Tell us what you think. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Time to get your rap on, y'all.
Do it.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static Radio. Church all over the earth, we'll be giving no less than what he gave us first. KB featuring Andy Mineo, song called 100. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Help us pick some new jams for the station. Tell us what you think. What?
That's what people are saying.
Dig it or bury it, help us out.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Andrew says, like the Nintendo sound and rhymes, yo, dig. Ted says, yep. Sean says, Barry. But he's saying his own last name, so I think he's just really self-absorbed. David says, nope.
And I can't tell because if it's a jam, would it be berry? Because it's he's spelling it berry like the fruit.
Let me be honest
with
y'all.
Not like the when I burying
read,
it.
Right. When I read berry in that context, all I can think about is crunch berries.
Word.
And that's great.
Yeah,
exactly. I love crunch berries.
So I'm like, okay.
So it's all positives
okay.
for this guy. Carlos says, I turned my hat sideways after that song. Good song.
Nice.
And Bill wrote, huh? Upside down.
Okay.
Because somebody's bored. Let's get to the next song.
Beautiful. Sugar in the High Lows. That's the band, fronted by Trent Dabbs. Nashvillian. Super awesome dude. Tell us what you think about this brand new music from his latest project. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Sugar in the High Lows. See it for yourself. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. What do the people say?
Bill Peterson says, digging the vibe.
Yes.
Upside down.
Fan of Trent Dabbs and everything he does, so. Yeah.
Sean Brickleberry says, this is Barry Fresh. I dig this garden. Nice vintage guitar tone. Smiley right. face. Dave Meyer says, they sound like the Cardigans.
Whoa.
I can hear a little bit of that in the voice. That's not a bad thing. Though.
No.
That's a good thing. Rhett's, our friend, says, this is a fun little ditty. A little formulaic, but still good. I'm going to go ahead and dig it.
All right. You can dig, you can bury. Help us pick the music that we're playing here on Static Radio. Going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. All right, this next band, also part of Warped Tour. In fact, friends of yours.
Yes, my boy Ryan, who was in the band Good Luck Varsity that we play in. He's also Speak Low If You Speak Love.
Yeah.
That's his project. Play. He's playing bass in State Champs right now. Kind of the same deal with how I go out and play touring bass player for House of Heroes.
Right.
He's a touring guy for State Champs. And they're getting to do incredible things. They're touring with, like, Newfound Glory in Europe this fall or something. They're on Warped Tour right now. They're on these huge tours. And he recommended looking up State Champs. So I did. This is a culture shock. It's a song called Elevated. So listen to it and see if you can take something away from it.
Yes, tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. State Champs, song called Elevated. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Tell us what you think about
this guy's going to be here for Warped Tour today.
Yeah, so. If you're at Warped Tour, you need to check that band out.
They, dude in the band from a couple projects we play here on the station.
Ryan, my boy Rye.
I will be meeting him later today.
Go up and get a picture with Rye.
Okay.
He loves taking pictures. My boy Nick loves it. Loves that song. Brian says high school flashbacks in the best of ways. Bill says, this sounds like something I have said before where I have said this sounds like something familiar.
Okay.
Bill get has, off the computer!
Bill has too much time on his hands.
Go outside and work on your yard, so, man. Help us all out.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. We got to take a quick break coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We have a couple more tracks to get to for New Music Tuesday. So hang out. We'll be right back with more NMT.
Huh? Yeah.
On TAMP.
Now.
I'm not spelling
STATIC
that.
Radio.
Beautiful.
It's a talk.
Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Welcome back.
Hey, Steve.
Oh, gosh. It is New Music Tuesday. Got a couple more jams to get to for you that you can get your judging on with.
And I got to say, these last few have been the ones that I was really stoked about.
Yeah?
Especially these two that are coming up.
Okay.
This next song comes from a band called The Wildskins, and I know at least one of the guys was in a band called This Love.
Okay.
I don't know if the station ever played them. They went on tour with 21 Pilots back in the day. They're an Ohio band. Great band. They broke up. And the reason I know they broke up is because Waverly was supposed to do a tour with them. We were getting it all booked and stuff. And then their manager was like, hey, we've got some internal stuff in the band, so they're not going to be able to do the tour.
Man.
But, you know, keep the dates that we've already booked. And it, so it was okay. But, man, I was so stoked to tour with these guys, and then they broke up.
I'm glad This Love broke up because This Love has taken its toll on me.
I know. Yeah. She said goodbye.
Yeah, too many times before.
Too many. The drummer was a girl named Katie, who is actually in a band called Danger Kids that's playing at Warped Tour today.
Okay.
And she's incredible.
Dude.
Most girl drummers, you know, you're kind of like, yeah, yeah, it's like the WNBA. But this girl's awesome.
Will you stop laughing in the background at all of our Inside Scott Pilgrim jokes?
Oh, gracious.
Gosh.
Yeah, they have, you guys are just inside joke fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, the former singer of This Love, I don't know his name. He formed this band with another dude who might have been in This Love. I don't know. But this is their newest single. It's called Remember.
So the girl sings or drums
she
on
drums.
This?
She does not drum on this. She drums in a different band. She left This Love for Danger Kids.
Okay.
So they've parted ways and gone on to do different bands and stuff like that.
Good stuff.
Yes.
The Wildskins. Song called Remember. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Gonna regret tonight, tomorrow. All the time that I begged for, stole and borrowed. You're my money.
The Wildskins, song called Remember, and that was amazing.
If you guys don't like that song, then I'm going to quit this job. So if you want me out, say you don't like it.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. We need to know.
Alicia digs it. Brian says, slap it a bass. Love it. Rhett says, dig it. Transitions nicely from a smooth jam to, as Mark puts it, a crying song. Best part is that it also likes to switch things up and keep the listener guessing. Makes the ears happy. Very nice. Kayla says, where's my shovel? Dig. Bill says, yawn. Mark says, this is a good crank song, dig it. Sean Brickyback says, dig for that bass.
There you go. Dig it, bury it.
Bass.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio to tell us what you think. Let's go to the phone line. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So that song, that song is the epitome of what every song should strive to be.
There you go.
That song, I'm so glad that I did not continue doing my normal work stuff and I just sat in the truck.
There you go.
So, thank you for making my day better.
Hey, you're welcome, man.
You're welcome.
Enjoy
back.
It. The Wildskins.
All right, you guys have a good night now. Goodbye.
Okay. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Final jam this morning. Coming to you from David Ramirez. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
They love me for being honest. They love me for being myself. Broken, not the forgiven.
David Ramirez, song called The Forgiven. Whoo! Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Dude can write a song.
Tell us what you think.
Bill Peterson says corduroy pillows are making headlines.
Okay.
No, they're not, Bill. Get off the computer.
Oh, man.
Mark Gray says, the lyrics are very poignant, but the song overall is only so-so.
Mm.
I'll call it a soft dig.
There you go.
And I like that soft dig.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That's it for New Music Tuesday. Coming up, I found a list from Funeral Care in England. They're a funeral services company. They compiled a list of the most requested songs at over 30,000 funerals. We're going to talk about this. Number one song may surprise you.
Ooh.
But, you know, going with the music of today. Got a theme going. If you want to chime in for New Music Tuesday, you can do so. We got a few more. What do people say? Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, we're getting a lot of... I don't know. Yeah, Brian says, wow. Rhett says, why is it that every David Ramirez song sounds the same? I really like the guy, I like his songwriting, and I admire his talent. If I had the opportunity to talk to him, my first piece of constructive criticism would be, please, try doing something different. One rather half-hearted dig. Good song, but I'd have a hard time picking it out of a Ramirez lineup.
Okay.
Jonathan says, as a musician, it's how can I not connect with this song? He's so right.
There you go.
And, yeah, that's all.
There we go.
That's all we got.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Coming up, the top songs requested at a funeral. May surprise
you. Oh.
Yeah. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Mateo.
Yes.
Help me, sir.
What do you need?
I am thrown to the wind by the one they call Mitch.
Ugh.
She won't freaking leave.
She's the worst.
She is, I know.
At points.
It's terrible.
Let's talk about this that's going on in the traffic.
Ah, yes.
Real quick.
The traffic.
Let's do that.
Can we do a serious traffic report?
Yeah, we
like
can.
This?
I'm down for whatever. Okay. I'm not afraid of it, if that's what you're asking. No, I'm not. But I am uncomfortable and sweaty.
Fine, we'll go legit.
I'm not afraid of it. Just peed myself.
Okay.
Whenever we talk about traffic, I pee my pants. Guys, we have the roads closed at I-25 North and Bernalillo. It was like a fire going on, so it's a big mess. If you're northbound on 25 towards Bernalillo, you're not going at all because the road's closed and it's 1 mile an hour, 0 mile an hour. No fun. Sorry about that, guys. Also to report, 2nd Street North at Central Avenue is closed due to construction. We also have construction I-25 in Paseo, as well as the roadway being reduced to one lane, I-25 south between San Antonio Drive, exit 231 and Paseo del Norte. Looks like over in Unser, we've got an alien ship has crash-landed and is on fire. Also to report, 40 eastbound is completely closed due to a tsunami.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Michelle, step up to the mic. Interrupter of worlds.
I'm not an interrupter of worlds. I just want you to be honest with
just so everybody knows, those last two things I said are not real. I was saying that because my co-host
was paying attention.
She was being bugged. He was being bugged by she.
Yeah. Who will not be named?
Voldemort Mitch.
Mm, gosh. So what happened?
Voldemort Mitch! I did it.
Oh, man.
Doug, write it down, Doug. Voldemort Mitch. This is great. It kind of sounds like a deodorant name.
See, I've always just called her Voldemoron, so...
Stop.
Voldemitch.
I get back from the place that shall not be named.
The bathroom.
And you're sitting in my chair, and everybody's got giggling, and you're like, hey, Steve-o. Yeah, that's what you sound like in my mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then in real life, what were you asking? I don't even remember what you were asking.
What was your username back in the day?
My username for what?
For whatever you were online for.
I never had one. I didn't even get a computer.
Really?
I didn't really? Even get a computer until I was married.
Yeah, I know. So you're already a Christian.
Wait, what?
And oh, what was your username?
No, Trip. I was never in chat rooms.
All right, email? Fisher of Dudes.
What? Fisher of Dudes? What are you talking about? I don't know what she's talking about.
There's a lot of tension in the studio right now. I just want to let it be known. I don't know how to feel. You can't tell me how to feel, Sarah. Doug,
you can't.
Doug, you can tell me how to feel. I don't know how to feel right now, Doug. Please. Again, guys, on I-25 North, I do want to reiterate, something is crazy and traffic is completely stopped.
Oh, there's a wreck in
Shane,
studio.
Shane, quit texting me. We reported it. Stop. Doug, how am I supposed to feel? He says, that's a traffic update. Oh, petrified. Got it. All right, I'm going to...
I see what he did there, because it's petrified. Petrified's what happens in Harry Potter.
Can we expelliarmus this bad boy over here?
Stop it.
Just get her out of here.
Now look.
I was trying to leave. I just wanted you to tell
look,
the truth and be
here's
honest.
Here's the deal. The alibi years ago during Three Amigos did a story write up on our morning show, and they were like, "These guys are awesome. They're pretty rad. They're all tatted up, and they're cool, and they love Jesus." And the title of the thing was Fishers of Dudes, or Fisher, I don't remember what it was.
Whatever.
And at the time, Tooth and Nail, the chick at Tooth and Nail was like, hey, you need to get on AIM because I can shoot you this and we can do these things.
And
I was like,
AIM.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Everything was taken because it was like 2009. Mm-hmm. And so every username in the history of mankind was taken. So I got that alibi article and I was like, oh, yeah, Fisher of Dudes. Because, you know, we're called to be fishers of men.
So our question of the day. Steve-O has a list of people that spend ridiculous amounts of money on things like haircuts, hotel suites, dogs.
Thank you.
Question of the day. If money were no object, what's the craziest thing you'd spend your money on?
That's right. What would it be? Mine would be
a new
username and or a brain bucket for Mitch to wipe her mind from that story. Because she makes fun of me every time. And it was great. Hey,
your
you know
username
what?
Username was Fisher of Dudes.
Whatever, Insinko 208-88.
Thank you so much for remembering that.
You're
I've
welcome.
Already told them.
Okay.
So it's okay.
Jeremiah says he would ruin...
Proud.
He says, I would ruin your life, Matt and Steve-O. And so I replied, we feel like you're already trying.
Yeah, that's good.
SB says a pimped out designer RV so we could travel around the states and not have to get a hotel or leave our stuff behind. That could be fun.
Yeah, it could be fun.
Nick says probably a sweet car collection.
Yeah.
Like I would one-up Jay Leno, specifically old Jeeps and military vehicles. Anything old school would be there. Of course, shipping would cost a bit, having to ship all the way to Maui. Listening from Maui. Thanks, Nick. LOL. Or maybe he'd be living there.
Maybe.
That would be a great place to live.
Okay, if money were no object, first item you would purchase?
An island.
An island?
Off the coast of Costa Rica.
A plane.
What about you, Justin Timberlake?
A plane.
A plane?
Yeah.
Gosh, man, I went small in my mind, apparently, because the first thing I thought of was the DeLorean.
DeLorean.
I would buy the DeLorean, but like full-on replica.
Yeah.
I would want the flux capacitor in there. I would want every... That's like my dream.
That would be cool.
To own a DeLorean someday.
The other day, I watched Back
it
to the Future on VHS, and
yes,
I was like,
does.
This is going to be so cool, but it wasn't because...
Oh,
the guys,
hey,
did you see...
Hey.
Did you hear what I said?
You're going to need to get out now.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Christopher said the same thing I did. He said I would buy my own island. That's what I said. Doug, what would you get?
Man,
he would purchase Katy Perry.
Note. Hey, post-it notes. You got to talk. It's radio. Our intern, he's still learning.
He writes me notes
when
he's not on the air.
He gets it right.
It's the best thing ever. I ask him
gosh.
And then he writes it down and holds it up for me. It's awesome. Thank you, Doug, for your sweet note.
I thought that was our thing.
It was our thing.
I thought that was our thing.
And it can still be our thing.
Okay.
You're just going to wash this off.
Other people have other things.
There's another show going on in the room at the same time.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Nostalgia, right?
Right. Steve-O and Mitch.
What?
No, in the morning.
Doug, what would you buy?
I would buy a lot of cakes.
A lot of cakes.
And ice cream.
Yeah!
I would buy a Baskin Robbins and just eat all the ice cream cakes myself.
Will there be daiquiri ice in yours? Because I don't think they carry that anymore, and that was my favorite when I was a kid.
No. The reason Doug would buy cakes and ice cream is because his birthday is this weekend.
Yes, it is.
Heck yeah, the 22nd.
Doug!
Yep, good job. Yeah.
Excite.
Take it.
Excite for you, Doug.
Yeah.
And listeners, if you're out there and you love Doug.
When is it?
Yeah.
22nd.
It's the 22nd. You're
right. Boom! Nice memory.
We get those monthly updates.
Oh, yeah. That was what, that's what that is.
There you go.
Also, there's a birthday card floating around that we signed for you, so.
Shut up!
Does it have Toys R Us gift cards?
This is his first year! He doesn't know that we have to do this every year for everybody's birthday yet!
Because he hasn't had to sign any birthday cards yet.
Well, good news. We've got a new name for our friend Michelle over here. The ruiner of all things holy.
Wait, that's not new. Holy?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the new
part. Hey, guys, I said watching Back to the Future on VHS.
Secret office birthday
VHS.
Cards.
You the
don't
picture went
ruin that.
Really, really big to really, really small, and it was like warped. VHS. Everything's okay. Everything is okay.
It is, because we are out.
Yep.
We got to jam out of here because Doug... Teo and myself.
Boom.
Heading out to Warp Tour. We're going to be handing out some static decals. We got t-shirts to give away, so be looking for us.
Can I get some updates from you guys throughout the
around. Absolutely. We'll be doing interviews, so we'll be calling the shows, including Middays with Mitch.
So keep
and Afternoons with Celeste.
Absolutely.
So keep it tuned in all day, because we're going to have exclusive interviews with our friends.
I'm excited. Doug, are you excited?
I am. I feel like I'm going to Disneyland.
What'd you learn today, Doug? Huh?
I learned that you were a fisherman of dudes, and that one day you're going to leave us because you're going to be too big of a movie star.
That's true. Yeah. All true. Hollywood changes you, man. Fisher of dudes.
You've changed.
You know what, guys?
You've changed.
Forgive me for trying to be Jesus-like and have a cool Christian name for my aim, all right, guys?
Just I was wondering why that cross was in here. Now I found my martyr. Guys, I'll tell you what I learned.
Yeah.
I learned that New Music Tuesday is still probably my favorite day of the week.
It is a good
day. I love
day.
It. Especially eclectic days like today. Had a blast.
Yeah.
What'd you learn, Steve-O?
I learned that Michelle... remembers the worst things about you and
just
keeps
everything.
Them
just
until the
everything.
Most inopportune times.
Yeah.
And decides to share them on the air because she's a jerk.
Oh.
But we still love her because love keeps no record of wrongdoing or homosexual sounding AOL messenger things.
Come on.
You jerk.
There it is. Mitch, what'd you learn?
I learned that because love keeps no record of wrongdoing, that I am the best.
Yeah, I forgive you.
All right, cool.
Love you, dude.
That's all.
Gosh.
Let's get out of here, Doug. What do you
say? Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Running away. We'll see you guys at Warped.
Yeah.
Possibly? Static Radio.